From Washington, this is VOA News. NATO suspends cooperation with Russia. Another obstacle for Middle East peace. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. NATO foreign ministers say they are suspending civilian and military cooperation with Russia because of the conflict over Ukraine. Following a meeting about Ukraine in Brussels, the ministers said NATO's political dialogue with Russia can continue as necessary, but they do not recognize Russia's attempt to annex Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, calling illegal and illegitimate. They urge Russia to take immediate steps to return to compliance with international law. Ukraine will host joint military exercises with European and NATO countries this year. The move could upset Moscow and comes as NATO officials shot down reports that Russian troops were pulling back from Ukraine's border. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Kiev.
Ukraine's parliament, the Rada, voted 235-0 to allow the cooperative training, despite ongoing military tensions with Russia. The overwhelming support follows Russia's March annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea and reports of a heavy Russian military buildup along Ukraine's border. Lieutenant General Mykhailo Koval is Ukraine's acting defense minister. Says the military personnel taking part in the drills will be about half Ukrainian and half foreign. The main thrust of the training is preparation for international peacekeeping operations. The joint exercises are expected to take place in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa and could bring EU and NATO forces close to Russia's military in Crimea. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Kiev.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry canceled plans to meet Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah on Wednesday. He called off the trip after Mr. Abbas said Palestinians are immediately resuming their bid to win further U.N. recognition and that he had signed a request to join 15 U.N. agencies and conventions. There has been no immediate comment from Israel. Speaking in Brussels, Secretary Kerry said it is completely premature, however, to write off the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. An Australian official warns the search for missing Malaysia Airlines plane could drag on for a long time as crews continue to try to find any trace of the aircraft more than 3 weeks after it vanished. Former Defense Chief Angus Houston, who is leading a new joint coordination agency, says 10 military aircraft are searching an area in the Indian Ocean described as the size of Ireland.
This search and recovery operation is probably the most challenging one I have ever seen. And I say that because the starting point whenever you do a search and rescue is the last known position of the vehicle or the aircraft. In this particular case, the last known position was a long, long way from where the aircraft appears to have gone.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak is due to travel to Australia later today. Gunmen in Thailand have shot anti-government protesters, killing one person and wounding four others. The shootings Tuesday in Bangkok are the latest political violence to hit Thailand since opposition protests broke out in November. Multiple explosions near an oil depot in the Nigerian city of Maiduguri have killed at least 15 civilians and six suicide bombers. Nigerian officials say soldiers blew up three vehicles laden with explosives, while a fourth car exploded, apparently set off by a suicide bomber. A surviving attacker was arrested after a standoff. The police commissioner of Nigeria's Borno State says the attack appeared to be the work of Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Guinea is very serious, but not yet reached epidemic proportions. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Health Organization is trying to calm a sense of panic in some areas about the seriousness of the Ebola outbreak in the West African country of Guinea. It rejects claims by the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders that the outbreak of the disease is unprecedented. WHO spokesman Gregory Hartle says there have been larger outbreaks of Ebola recorded in Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says the outbreak in Guinea is relatively small compared to the one in Uganda in 2000 and 2001, which infected more than 400 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The world's top-ranked golfer American Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the sport's first major championship of the year after undergoing back surgery for a pinched nerve. Woods dropped out of next week's Masters tournament in the southern U.S. city of Augusta, Georgia. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.